This is channel 2 right, and I think I've got it on the right channels. This is channel 2 right, and this is a continuation of Cookie's narrative, his visit after supper, Tuesday, the 25th of March, 1969. This is channel 2 right. This is channel 2 right. This is channel 2 right, and a continuation of Cookie's visit, of Cookie's narrative, his first visit and his first tape after supper, when he brought that fertilizer spreader so we wouldn't be spreading fertilizer by hand on Tuesday night, 25th of March, 1969.
I'll buy that tin for a song and sing it myself.
I like to hear that when you
sing. Yeah. Well, that's all it takes.
I'll buy that tin.
Yeah. I get this stuff off the truck, and I first time I'm up there, I'll start loading up on some of that timber,
yeah,
lumber up there at Griffiths. But see, that's not what costs you. That wood is not what costs you.
No.
You can buy all new wood and it don't add up.
Well, you don't use enough wood,
no,
actually.
And if you
bolt it,
and you bolt it, you know, that takes place a whole lot, but that's just labor.
Yeah.
Those bolts are the biggest torch you get.
I've got a barrel of bolts up at the house, too, I'll bring down here. Galvanized bolts.
Yeah.
Did you just happen to run by one day? Is that I got a bucket of bolts?
I sure did. Give them to me.
Yeah. Well, I got a bucket of bolts, but they don't fit.
Mm-hmm. They're all sizes.
Frank's
going to
be a trader, too, isn't it?
All sizes.
Well, it's partly just knowing what you can use, and you know, just watching. I haven't had transportation so long. I just been out of luck. Man don't get anything if he hadn't got anything to haul in.
That's right. You got it now.
Can he start the truck?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He ruined that cross that they wrote.
I tell you what, I got coming up. I mean, it should have been probably get some more together first. We don't have another station wagon.
How many station wagons you got, Buster?
Three station wagons.
What do you do? Fix them up and sell them?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. 57 Chevrolet.
57 Chevrolet station wagon.
Two-door.
Wireframe. All you need is an engine.
We got it built.
Got
almost
it
built. Sitting in the shop right now.
You got to put it in, yeah.
And work on as much as his day. I built a T-model for him. I just lost. Didn't have enough to do. I took that engine this morning. I didn't have it. See, what did we have in it, Frank?
I didn't take it
for it. I didn't have nothing in that
engine. We just got tore down last night.
Yeah, we got tore down last night. Everything tore apart. This morning, I started cleaning up and putting back. Mm-hmm. We got sitting on the bench, all put together now, with just a few odds and ends. We didn't work after dark last night, did we, Frank?
Mm-mm. Six.
No, we didn't work after dark last night.
Bobby and Keith and Glenn and Mike was there.
Yeah, Frank had company now. Yeah, he worked, he stayed home and worked Saturday and Sunday all day. And yesterday evening, while his boyfriends came over to play for horses. So they played for horses till the boys had to go home. Then Frank came in and helped me.
Well, when did you study, Frank?
I do that during the first period.
During the first period?
Oh, okay. Got some mustard down in the garden today.
You did? Mustard?
Boy, that was good, too. Hell fixed it for supper tonight. Yeah, that was good.
Are you getting mustard?
At school?
See, you got a garden at school, too.
Oh.
The late
reaction.
Yeah.
masters and turns and thought and rashes.
In the garden school?
They even live in this room. About as big as this room.
About as big as this room.
They see they just,
a lot on that.
They just got a little square down there. That each one, each student has so much land that he can put whatever he wants to in. See.
Oh, I see.
Well, I didn't know that.
Yeah, up at Hawthorne.
Yeah,
they got fixed up. Yeah, they get actual experience there.
Well, how long has that been going on? I never heard of that.
Just this. Just started this year, didn't it, Frank?
And you got it all plowed and everything, and all you got to do is plant it. Mm-hmm. Well, at least the equipment's there.
Yeah, last year they bought me a brand new four-wheel tractor.
Oh.
Disc, cultivators, and planters.
They got everything. I never had that when I went to school.
No, not in
the
80s. Well,
You'll just be 15 in July.
You know, I think if I was doing it again, I'd just get me about 10 acres with a horse and a plow and get some, I think I'd have come out way ahead. And if I'd had a mower, you see, horse, and I wouldn't have had all this big equipment built.
Wouldn't have had a place to ride, would we, Frank? That wouldn't have worked at all.
Well, boy, I tell you now, them horses of mine's going to cut some hay if they eat it next winter.
That's a long time.
I got the rig for one horse. Now I got to get the rig for another horse. I'll get it.
Oh, that's right. You got a rig for Nancy.
Yeah.
Was that the cart rig worth all right?
No.
Oh,
you're
home.
That ain't heavy enough.
No, that's right. Of course your cart rig wouldn't work. But you've got a rig for one horse.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I got the big collar. I got the collar.
It's a long time since I've seen a horse with a collar on right there.
And I got the...
Cookie, this is going to be so exciting. Just seeing Nancy and...
Taking pictures of them.
And Blackie out there pulling the tail. You ought to see them. They're elegant.
I know.
It's beautiful.
Cookie says he's not picture taking. He is
going to
get that hay,
man. I don't care about no pictures. Well, see, he's got the hay rake out here for the horses.
Yeah.
I got the mowing machine.
Yeah.
I'll build me a sled.
Yeah.
You got to have a sled, ain't you? Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you got to have a sled.
That's one of the big things I've missed out on, not having a sled.
That's right. You got to have a sled.
Well, a sled to haul the hay on?
That's right. You got to haul your hay on the sled. If you cut it with the horses, you got to haul it with the horses on the sled.
Of course.
I was
going to
say that Frank's going to have that wagon, you know. Put it on the...
You got to lift it too high.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
I bet you before you get through on that, though, you work up a trailer for it instead.
No, I don't work right. I never could haul hay on a wagon. My dad had one, and he'd give that thing away.
Mm. Takes a sled.
You'll spend more hay on a wagon than you'll haul.
Mm-hmm. Is that right?
That's the truth, because it just won't stay on there. I don't know why. Dad bought him one of them little low-wheel farm wagons. I think it had about a 18-20-inch wheel on it, which would have been real nice for its purpose, but its purpose wasn't hauling hay. Mm-hmm. I'll clue you.
Well, we gotta bale it. You gotta all bale and put it on a sled.
Yeah.
Then it won't fall.
I'll
build one.
All in a truck.
Will you bale it out and bring it in? Bale it or just
bale it in the field?
There's one.
Mouse can tell you that. He did.
There's one advantage of having having neighbors or family. Now, like somebody's wrecking an old shed,
mm-hmm.
and all that tin there, what they want to do is get out of the way.
Yeah.
Now, one man don't hardly stand a chance. It's just too many nails to draw out.
That's right.
And you got to draw out the nails, you know.
To get the tin.
If you're going to use it again. Mm-hmm. You know what you need to do is just sort of 3 or 4 5.
Now this fella's got this got these bee sheds to tear down. He said if I
So we go together, and I'd haul it, and he gonna sell it. I told him, I said, don't you sell a sheet of it till I get to talk to you again. He said, all right.
Mm-hmm.
And he won't.
You might use some of that lumber.
Yeah.
What is a bee shed?
Well, that's where they stack their bees in the wintertime.
Oh. How big is it?
Oh, they're great big things.
I don't know how many bees.
You mean honeybees?
Honeybees.
What?
What? Well, I don't know about farming. It's something else.
You have to tell us a lot.
I've never heard of this.
I must admit, I never heard of a bee shed.
I never either.
Thank you.
I never knew what they did with bees.
Whenever, in the fall of the year, when they gather them up, to clean the gums, they got to transfer them from one gum to another, because they can't clean the gum and them in there. And they can't get pure honey if they don't clean the gums once a year. So they got to have a place to do that. And that's what they call a bee shed. And the fall of the year, that's where they clean their... That's right.
In other words, it's just a work room.
Yeah, but there's two of them, see. There's two of them big sheds. And they're going to tear them both down because they're going to put one of these low-rent housing developments up in Gainesville.
Got to make room for it,
and that's
about what size are these?
I believe he told me one of them was 14 foot wide and 30 feet long.
A lot of bees.
Iron spice of honey, it takes a lot of bees.
And the other one was just
where's he going to put them?
He's going to tear them down.
Where's he going to put his bees?
I don't know. Just walk up like you're afraid of them.
Oh, gosh. I've heard that about dogs, but they all can tell.
Well, there's a whole lot in there.
I know it is, but I can't.
I used to take the wasp nest off, put a wasp on.
Now, I'll tell you something about a hornet. Why, they'll run out of their way to get to sting me. Because they hurt me.
Uh-huh.
A honeybee don't hurt me.
You mean when the thing is on us?
A honeybee? No.
You never have
arthritis
in that one.
What
he's got now in his
back.
Yeah, he's got arthritis. Well, that's some people can do it. But a bee shed, I certainly have learned something from that.
It's a work room.
Yeah.
Care of those
well, I just never thought about
it.
I guess
never
I
thought
they just left them
out.
I don't know
the
thing about
it. Well, how are you going to get them down? How is he going to get them down?
I don't know how he's going to get them down. He ain't got nothing else to do.
Really?
He's just going to tear them down.
Well, just trade for them. They want to see what you can get.
They're paying him
the
so
lumber.
Much money. They're paying him so much money to take them down.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And giving him what he gets out of them.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, that ought to be something.
And he's a neighbor of ours. And
we keep our horses.
We've got their two ponies turned out in our field. And
he'll give you the first option
and
the best deal.
That's right. So scratch each other's back.
Well, now that lumber, that's not old lumber. And you can drive a nail in it. Some of this old lumber, you can use it. But this old lumber you get out of the old houses.
Couldn't you have got to take a drill and go first and then drive your nail?
Drill is the best thing for it, You can tack it up there.
If you drive a nail in it, you're going to bust it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But once you get it up there with a drill, it'll stay.
Oh, yeah.
You're all right. Oh, it'd be nice to have a lot of that stuff around where you could, stick with him.
Build a good sized hay shed out of that.
Get some stalls.
We have some spare horses next year, Frank.
Mm-hmm. I believe so.
You know.
Talking about it.
Well, our.
We'll make it.
Our horses is, I don't know, they're not looking just right.
You know what I'd do, I would have done if I'd had the labor and been so no count myself. I put these little stalls, slips, out here. But if I had done that right, I would just put them on wheels so I could put them out in different pastures. Mm-hmm. Oh, it would have been so much better, much better.
Yeah.
You see, a lot of times I didn't want the animals over here.
Yeah.
But I had, it's much easier to leave them over here where I could feed them.
Uh-huh.
And if I could just pull that stall out there, I've got these salt sheds. See, I got two of them I can pull around. I just pooped out. I peed out. I fizzled out, you see.
Yeah.
I pull these around. They're easy to pull around, you see.
Yeah.
You just put a chain on the runners and lift up the front end off the ground and a little bit, and away you go. And I can just sail all around the countryside of them. But I... See, I know so much more better than I do.
And you know so much better now than you did then. Right. You wish you'd known today what you knew yesterday or something.
Well, now here's another thing. Out here, it has been next to impossible to get any machine work, any metal work done. The one fella I know who does it, And he don't mind doing it. He wouldn't do anything for me. I mean, he wouldn't take me to the graveyard. That's what he thinks about me. I told him about him.
Yes.
Now I've got a fellow over here in Mechanoza. We get along fine, but he can't work in metal.
Oh, you just don't know about me.
Now that's a hindrance, you know.
Oh, yeah.
That's a hindrance. Yes. Because tools learn, and this metalwork is, I never didn't grow up through that, as a fellow said. But them stalls or slips for the cows and the horses ought to be on wheels. Just two wheels. Just so you can. Or not even on wheels. Yeah, you put them on wheels.
Runners,
yeah, I hadn't thought of that.
Slide them
on. Yes.
Then you had to crank up the thing to take the feed to the top.
Yeah, that's
a good little thing. If you could start the tractor that pulls the trailer that has the feed on it.
That's right. You get the
tractor. Now, Coach, what is it we're going to do? We're going to make hay over here. Then where are we going to put the rye?
Wherever you first want it.
I'd like to have it, I'd like to dig up these, they need it bad. This needs, this one and the holding pasture down there too. This whole strip right here.
The holding pasture needs to be dug up?
Oh, yes.
Well, I thought that was beautiful. Now this one out here, where the middle pasture needs to be.
Well, I don't think it's too much better down there.
Frank, we got to have those pastures smooth. So we don't have any bumps in them when we ride the horses. We haven't got but one good pasture to ride in. They're going to plant hay, make hay in it. You got to look out for our interest in the horses now.
Well, I'll tell you that. That tent will run you. If you've got to buy 10 to put on a hay shed or something like that, it takes so much of them.
Oh, yeah.
What is a 10-foot piece cost $2 and a half?
That'd be new hay, new tin.
I got enough to cover me a place for my horses in the wintertime up there. Let me see, I got
14 sheets.
I got 14. No, I got 12 sheets of 14-foot tin, and I'd give $3 for
the whole thing.
That's not really like the same.
Well, then good thing you can.
Yes, I am.
I tell you what, that against the cost of you, it's all just going to buy it.
Well, I can
just
imagine.
Just do it out.
It's poison.
I can get it like she's got that. It's not costing.
You don't have to pay the top price for it.
Well,
I ain't going to. Just sit down and just make them an offer. If they don't want it, why, walk on off. You got along without it, ain't you?
Sure.
So then, okay, you can do it out a few more days. They'll come to your price.
It's easier to come to your price and
have
somebody else
will
do a little bit better.
That's right. I made a fellow an offer on an automobile. Took him 2 weeks to make up his mind, but he called me up and said, well, I'll be able to change motors. I said, come on.
If you don't need it, you can afford to wait it out, and yeah.
I declare.
Right, if you need it, but if you're not desperate, say. Do you ever get desperate, Finley, and have to go down and just buy them? He's awful bad about that.
Yeah.
He'll go to a pawn shop or anything else, or he'll pay that first time price for it.
I get desperate once in a while and have to sell something, but I never leave no money. Whereas if I'd hold on to it a while longer, I could make more money out of it.
Yeah. Yeah. But that way.
It's rare.
Oh, really?
And we had to make a trade on automobiles. We never traded in. We'd sell a car to somebody else for a period of time and come out a whole lot better than to trade it in.
I got this old 57 Chevrolet. I get done with this, it's going to be a good automobile. We'll have a rebuilt engine in, it's got a rebuilt transmission in, all new brakes, new tires,
good
new
chassis.
Shocks, good
trailer.
Oh, yeah. And I ain't going to have $50 in it.
No, you didn't.
And Frank's learned so much. Hey, you know how lucky you are. I bet all the bars in the neighborhood want to come over and live with you.
They'd all be there every evening if we'd stand still.
That's where the action is. There's always something going on at your house. But it's sure is fun.
Does that work with you, Frank?
I got Bobby helping.
He got one of his boyfriends helping. They're going to build him a beach buggy.
Yeah.
Good.
Build them a what?
They're going to build them a beach buggy. They want a beach buggy. They're going to work it out and build it. I'm going to help them. I told them I would, and I am.
That's a lot of fun.
That was no Model A.
Oh, really?
No Model A.
This old 31 Chevrolet, I couldn't, it never would crank by itself. You had to park it on the hill and coast it and crank it, you know. Alright, what happened one day, I couldn't get it turned around, so I parked it, nose up the hill. Okay.
Up the hill.
Yeah.
That's right.
I was going to coast it backwards and start it in reverse, you know. Well, all my oil. Or a lot of my oil run back through the back main bearing through the oil seal and out on my clutch, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Man, it never did crank like that.
That's right.
So I got a bunch of my buddies, we was all buddying around, you know. They got behind me after I got coasted back off the hill and it didn't crank. They pushed me down the road forward and I cranked it in second gear. Every time I let on that clutch, boy, he just shake you all over. I said, all right, we're going to burn it off. I knew what would happen. So, put my chains on, and I started up the hill. I mean, it was a big hill up in West Virginia mountains, you know. And I got it in second gear. Got one of them mud holes. Love me. I burnt clutch. You could smell clutch for a country mile. Time I'd have to park it like that, well, I'd find me a tree and I'd run it up against it, you know. And I'd just burn the fool out of that clutch till I finally burnt the clutch up.
How long will a clutch last, that kind of treatment? I was just wondering. You can't do that many times,
can you? Oh, yeah. Yeah. You don't
want to
burn them too much.
Mm-hmm.
You
got to
learn when to quit.
I got to say, I'm glad to have that clutch. If you could just burn it up, you would not know when to quit.
Oh, man. Now, you can smell it. Whenever it starts burning, you better quit. You better take that thing out and drive it a little bit, or you ain't gonna have no clutch.
Yeah.
Well, that stood you in good stead. You got
your plumber. How long ago I had a new carburetor pack put on a 63 valve. And before that, you know, I used the gas pedal. Like, did that after they put in a new pack, and boy, I'd have to wait about 5 minutes. So I learned the hard way, just tap it once.
Uh-huh.
Because it would flood so easy that way. And by putting, I suppose the new pack did it, caused it to do that.
No. No.
Well, it starts all right that way now.
Sure, got kind of like my B12 coverage. I taken that B12 vitamin, and I was over here talking to Carl one day, and I said, I don't know how I get all that B12. And you know, he didn't say a word. He just gave me a sort of sick look. sort of a sickish smile he gave.
They got your float, I mean your accelerator pump set too high.
Well, when they put in that new kit, they tampered with that.
That's right. You see, there's adjustments on them valve and accelerator pumps. Mm-hmm. You can set them any stage you want to.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they got that, and then about 3 stages too high.
That floods all easy that way.
Sometimes I think I'm going to have to take him to Sandy. I have to come back in, wait a while, and go back in.
We got some jump cords, and we should have some trouble with
them. Yeah.
Pull it up and down if you want. Run it out.
But it's amazing how many people don't know a lot of things.
That's right.
It's true.
I took it home. Oh, well, that thing was so far out of time, why it was firing on number 3 instead of number 1. Mama.
You thought to yourself, well, what in the world am I taking this pile of junk on for?
But I got that thing timed just right, you know. But me and Frank pulled the head off of it and put a valve in it. Man, she runs like a singer soul machine.
It does.
Like a kitten.
Yes, it does.
Like prettier than that old, I think.
Runs good. Good brakes. I mean, it passed inspection just like that.
That's what I heard.
I took that thing up there and it didn't slow down. It just kept going.
Oh,
God.
Oh, man. I think this pink station
wagon
you got, so pretty.
Oh,
big one.
Well, that's
listen,
a,
you came out here. Yeah,
that's a good one.
That's your good one.
That's your 9 passenger.
Yeah, that's my pride and joy.
See, they got an operation call on the end. The boys can sit back there and talk privately.
And all the little cookies going out waving their hands. It's a cute. It's a picture.
I paid too much money for it when I bought it, but it's what I wanted. It's a good car. It's got 113,000 miles on it. Ain't never been worked on.
What kind of car?
Dodge.
And you paid too much for it?
Well, actual value, yes. I get $350 cold green cash.
That's $350.
Now, and
it was, I tell you what's the truth. They was a couple on that car.
Just a couple.
Just a couple. They had a bit, didn't have a bit more use for it, and I have another home here.
And they had it all their life? I mean,
in the family, it had been in the family all their life. Uh-huh. All that car's life.
Uh-huh.
And it had nothing but Quaker State motor oil burning.
Quaker State.
Nothing but Quaker State motor oil.
Now, you didn't find that through J.J., the captain
down
there. Uh-uh. You found that yourself.
I found that at inspection stations. A woman drove through there. That took my eye, you know.
You know what you were when you had this. It's the point.
And I got to ask her, I said, you going to sell this car in the near future? She said, we want to sell it right now, just as soon as we can find us a new one that suits us. I said, here's my phone number. When you get ready to sell it, you give me a call. Okay? She called me. You know, about months or 6 weeks later, she called me. Said, we're ready to sell a Dodge. I said, I'm ready to buy it. Just that quick. I went over.
And I guess she said, now they'll allow me $350 on trading on it, so I'll let you have it for that.
No, she said, we won't take a cent less than $350. That's just what she told me. I said, well, I didn't want to pay that much money for it because I had to put four new tires on. And I did have to before I took it home. And I gave her the money, paid her off one Saturday morning. That Saturday evening, went down to the service station, put four brand new nylon tires on. That's the biggest mistake I ever made in my life.
Really?
Bumpity bump, bump, bump all the time. Them the bumpinest tires that I ever saw. I got to drive that thing 100 miles and get that nylon rolled out to where it'll ride smooth.
I didn't know that.
I never will buy another nylon tire.
Is that right?
I never will buy another nylon tire. I got a nylon tire on that Plymouth that I put on there that I'm gonna take off and burn up. I'm going to. I'm going to take that thing off and burn brush with it.
You never use retreads?
Yeah. But this is a nylon retread that I got over at Brazington. Jay was going to throw them away, and I wish I'd let him throw that in the way. Because I'm going to take it off and burn brush with it. And if these nylon tires that I got on my wagon hadn't cost me $28 a piece, I'd burn brush with them. But
that's
I couldn't afford
one.
That's expensive burning. I ain't can't afford to put a set of rayons on. They say rayon runs hot, but they can just run hot because I'd rather run hot than to run bumpity bump bump all the time. And you stop that thing and leave it set 30 minutes, and I'll guarantee you, you're going to have to roll it out before you can get a smooth ride.
Uh-huh.
You got to drive another 100 miles before you get a smooth ride.
Now, is this the car you're going to take to Virginia?
Yeah.
The station wagon.
I ain't going to stop in no 30 minutes when I go either.
No.
Because when I roll that first 100 mile, I'm expecting a smooth ride all the way.
You better get your driver's license on the whatever it is. 15-year-old can get a dog, so you'll be ready to help your dad drive.
Keep
it
going.
I can drive it. Uh-huh. 854 miles from the front of my house to the front of Dad's
house.
That's pretty
long.
Won't
be long
before
Frank will be driving, though.
I don't go 75.
You don't?
No.
So I asked you.
Which way you go?
301. To Orangeburg, South Carolina, take 601 to Mount Airy, North Carolina, 52 out of Mount Airy into Princeton, West Virginia, and the West Virginia Turnpike, right on home.
Well,
mm-hmm. That's the quickest.
You missed the mountains.
That's the quickest way. That's right.
Is Helen, is that her home up there?
Yeah.
She's
Virginia,
too.
Well, he misses a whole
lot of them
that way.
I miss a lot of them that way.
That's right. That's a good message.
Yeah. You know, Frank, you reckon Mama's home in church yet?
I don't know.
Church?
Oh. She'll do revival.
Yeah, Alice and Becky had to sing. They were in the Sunbeams, you know. They had to sing at the church tonight, so they.
Oh, yeah.
Alice
and Becky
had to. They were in the Sunbeams. They had to sing. Wouldn't you love to see Alice and Becky sing?
Oh. And Cookie couldn't go because he had pus on his backbone, and he couldn't go.
Now I had to get that. I wasn't gonna see no more fertilizer behind.
See, I should have said the wrong thing. Well, you, I had no idea you were going to do something silly like this. I just told you I was going to spend.
Why don't I have a horse that'll work?
But take Pussy. Work her out.
I think Hubie ain't come here to work. I think he brought
up.
You're
not going to let Hubie do that.
The Pussy wants your horse. You work your horse.
I wouldn't want to work Pussy. I wouldn't want to.
He'd be kissing
all
the head.
All I care about is I'll just feed Pussy.
I've had old Molly before.
Molly'd be the last one.
She'd run.
She's fun to run.
She'd have to look around and see everything.
I'll bet you I can take every horse that you got or I got. Work with them about a half an hour and put them in a turn plow and.
It'd be good for him, too.
It wouldn't
Missy.
Hurt.
Oh, except Missy. No, Missy wouldn't. Hey, Missy's a spoiled child. Spoiled child. I'd like to see you work, Pussy.
Leo, you think we could file Hubert's teeth? Or would you have to be a dentist?
No. Gosh, no. If I had the tools, I'd go.
You just reach your hand in and get the tire off is all
they told me. Well, now, Faye told me this morning, all she had to do was reach in there and scoop around in Hubie's mouth and maybe Hubie would put on some fat. And I want to see this done in the morning. I'm going to hold him to it.
Are you going to hold his mouth open?
No, I'm going to hold Faye to the...
You ain't going to hold his mouth open while she gets in there and gets that thing going.
Why would you suggest? I didn't quite see this in my mind. Frank, would you put a stick back between his jaws or something so he couldn't plant
that one? They got a special instrument they use to pry their mouth open, you know, and mm-hmm. hold them open. Mm-hmm. Then they go in there and file them the hooks off them teeth.
Mm-hmm.
And what it is, it's your back teeth is growed up higher till their front teeth, their lower teeth down in here won't go together, see? They got an opening all the way through there, see? Well, all they got's about one tooth on each side on the back. All they got to cut up their feed with. Well, now, it takes an awful lot of chomp to cut up a little bit of feed.
Well, you haven't been giving Hubie long enough.
I give him a head start, and I give him soft feed. I think it needs to be warmed. We're going to have to give him some shots pretty soon.
Well, Lord, you got to do all that rumming.
Well, Frank come here. School's gonna be out in a little bit. He's pretty good at worming.
You don't have to do anything
before
him and
he might be good at brushing teeth, too.
I brush one horse's teeth.
Yeah, they had a horse they thought so much of. That's the prettiest horse in this country. And undoubtedly the meanest horse. They babied that horse. I think it's too good to it.
Don't give me a mean horse.
They brush his teeth, they wash him, give him a bath. They even bought Peroxide, and Peroxide is mane and tail. Man!
She can't keep joy. Because
what horse is that?
A Palomino Gilder.
Right, but the mane
is home.
You
don't have him at home, then.
Mm-hmm. We don't have him, period.
What did you make your daddy get for you instead?
Rig and stud.
Oh.
I bought that last summer, me and sister.
They bought this horse and they paid for it themselves last summer.
They did. Palomino.
The Palomino.
Yeah, and King Riders.
And they couldn't ride that horse. Frank took him out one day and he reared up with him four times and fell backwards with him once. Well, when he fell backwards with him, that done it right there. And if Frank's foot hadn't slipped out of the stirrup, it just mashed him flat. So I took him out. I went that night. We were going to have to buy some feed. And I talked to the man out at the feed store. I said, you know, anybody wants to trade for real pretty palomino. I don't know, but he said, I know where there's a little Arabian colt down here that's been stunted, and a man wanted to trade. I said, he's my man. Let's go see.
They'd rather have a stunted Arabian than that fancy thing they would. I see.
And you know, I went down there, and I made him an offer. He said, I'll be up tomorrow to look at your horse. Well, he come up the next day. They rode him. That horse acted like a perfect gentleman.
Thank goodness.
They got on him, and he acted just like a perfect gentleman, I want you to know. He said, well, I'm just going to trade with you. And I said, I'm going to tell you one thing now. I don't want you going off and tell you that I lied to you about this horse. This horse reared up this boy 4 times yesterday. I don't care how many times he reared up, he won't rear up with me. But he reared up with his daughter and put her in the hospital for 6 weeks.
But you told him.
I told him.
But just didn't like children?
He just didn't like nobody. When he didn't want to, when he didn't want to be rode, hey, wasn't nobody going to ride him.
He just
wanted to
go.
Man or child?
You take Alice, do anything with that horse she wanted to. A little girl of mine, 6 years old, could do anything with that horse. Go out in the field and catch him, feed him, and he wouldn't step on her for love nor money.
That's oftentimes happened.
But that was the meanest horse around a man or a grown person that you ever saw. You do anything.
You've seen a lot of horses.
I saw a lot of them, and I broke a lot of them, and that's one I failed on.
I was going to say, you didn't think you could train it or break it or whatever it was.
If I could have took him and I worked him my way for about 6 weeks solid, he'd have never reared up to nobody else. Because I'd have put the leather on him. And put him in plowed ground and I plowed the fool out of him for about 6 weeks. And every day at noon, I'd have rode him to the feed box. And every night, I'd have rode him to the feed box. Then every night after he done eat, I'd have took him back in that plowed field and just rode the fool out of him. He'd quit that. But I didn't have time to mess with him like that.
That's a challenge.
But I traded for that little Arabian, and my dad fell in love with him. We took him back, and we took Dad back home. My Dad said, I'm going to take that horse home with me and win him. I'm going to make you a good horse. And he did. He's making a good one. He seems to have been offered $500 for that little Arabian.
That's your horse, man.
Stunted.
They said he was stunted, but he was just a 2-year-old colt. And Dad has grown him out. He weighs about 850 pounds now. He's bigger than Blackie. Blocky Bill. And he's pretty as a picture, that he said.
You gonna bring him back?
Yeah, I'm gonna bring him back to Florida.
When you go this time?
No, not this time. No, we're gonna make about $400 with him up there.
Oh, hi.
There's a lot of people wants a coat from him.
Oh, I see. Yeah, sure.
Let's breed Tennessee Walkers.
Don't
beat him
to Tennessee Walkers.
Oh,
hi.
Tennessee Walkers.
That's
our favorite. Got a bunch of Tennessee Walkers.
Well, my gosh, if he's
going to
come painting down here, you better get a lot of hay under that tin roof and rye in
a
field and a few other things.
You know, I would love to feast the winter with plenty of hay.
I sure would too.
With a little rye.
If nothing happens, and I even stay able to crawl out there and tell Frank what to do, we're going to have it.
Frank.
And I'll tell another thing. I want water out there where I don't have to change them. And I want fences down the middle so I don't have to put them all together.
All right.
I tell you, there's nothing like just a little management.
That's right. Just a little bit of management will save you a whole heap of work.
Every day.
Just a little bit.
I can tell you
something. For about 3 hours this afternoon, well, we got about 30 head or something around here. It took about 3 hours of shuffling, and God said this is like a railroad switch thing, you know. You put one damn thing bull in this thing, you get another bull over here, put a cow in, a cow. subtracting and retracting from one little pen to the other for about
all on the count of one extra ball. Pappy.
Oh,
yes, sir. Be a great relief.
You guys thought he was all through, Frank?
Oh, I found out.
I
found. I found out why Bill Sneed sold this bull.
Oh, I'm glad.
His calves grow off up to a certain point and stop.
Oh, you think this Bill knew this?
Which it don't matter to me because I sell them off. That is, before they're 2 years old. That's when he sells his. Now, that could be. But I saw some of his 2-year-old sell up there. I saw two of Pappy's 2-year-old heifers sell up there. And they were beauties. Just beautiful. You know, sure animal. Mm-hmm. But that's what he said. I kept asking him. He sort of slipped and told me.
He got 12.
I kept saying to him, I figured, you know, just I'd ought to bought the animal. He'd tell me about it. I sort of brought that up at half dozen time. I said, just what is it about this animal you don't want? All I could figure was the color was a little off. That's enough. They like to have uniform color.
Yeah.
Isn't that curious? I don't care what color it is. Red, yellow, blue, a mixture. Well, a mixture. I wouldn't go that far.
Oh, boy.
But it matters to them.
Yeah.
Just a shade. Perhaps it's a little light for them. I figure that's all I can see. He lays a little short.
Looks like a pig, but he's pretty good bull.
Pappy's not the smartest animal I ever saw. I've seen him face several situations. I didn't think he did very well.
And as we say, he doesn't have much personality, but
he doesn't.
Yeah, well, the first bull we had was
just,
you know,
he was
personal.
I'm
devoted to
that. Now, that thing about a cow, he's all horse.
Do like
cats. You can take him on, don't you reckon?
I don't know.
All these little bulls, except this 26, the one that's injured out there, they've all had personality. But 26's calves never have had personality. She hasn't either. She is the hardest-headed thing. She eats and finishes and rolls. And she just can't quit that rolling. And it's just, you know, you just get so tired of it, you feel like hitting her in the head. And sometimes the fella will. You just take it so long. That's the reason I have all these little palm paddles around here.
Yeah.
I just knock fire them with that.
I picked up a stick there and he said, don't get a palm problem because if you hit them with that, it won't hurt them.
It'll pop them and make them see their flames. But it won't hurt. David Bradley.
It's set for this fella when he used it about 2 weeks ago, and he set it for 300 pound per acre.
Well, let's leave it at that. That's fine.
300 pound per acre.
David.
That's
the
more
than I could have spread in morning. 10 pounds? That's
just 3 sacks,
Frankie.
I'm sorry, I mentioned it. You're really
just going to put back to knock it. See,
they,
we figured they could stay over another day and do it, take buckets of fertilizer out there.
Sprinkle
them. Sprinkle them. And that's what we were going to do. Send our winds if
we were going to wait for your bike to get well. We need you more later.
More darn hay, Frank. We know what to do with it. You know, when that hay gets ready to cut, we all got to quit doing whatever we're doing and go cut it.
I'm planning on cutting some, but sometime in June.
In June.
Yeah.
Won't be that long.
won't.
Well,
we'll cut it whenever it does get ready.
If the sun comes out, we'll be cutting some in 6 weeks anyhow, won't we?
Then that's we'll head out in 6 weeks, will
we? Don't I? We'll be disappointed.
Then we'll head out in 6 weeks.
Well, fertilizer won't last over 6 weeks.
Yeah, we'll.
I don't know.
Well, I know it's had to be planted over.
That's
good.
Let's see. This is what it is.
I never heard of cut for hay and mace.
What did you do?
Got one more week. Wash the stand.
Well, can you make hay and mace?
April, May is 2 months.
Oh, and that's where you made your money then last year, wasn't it?
That's, well, if it's in May, that's when we'll make hay.
Make them more than you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Make them do a
pecan. That's right. Well, I come down here and one evening and just about, well, 2 evenings and cut that over in 2 evenings.
Right,
cut it on Thursday, say Wednesday and Thursday evening, and then bale it Saturday and Sunday.
Pick it up.
Look at that. There ain't no problem.
If it don't rain.
Well,
we don't
rain.
It's not
going to rain.
You're all going hay.
Now then.
Not you know
how
I ain't got a little something to work with,
is it?
Well, see,
start off with, before the hay comes, you got to go out there and cut in the manure and so forth to start with before you put on the fertilizer, guys.
Well, it don't matter. You do it before or after.
Right after.
I don't think it matters either.
Nah.
It gets it down a little bit, and then it cuts those, that bahia it seems to get root bound. It
mm-hmm.
does better when it's cut.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be nice to cross cut it if a fellow would just go to trouble. I believe.
Yeah. Yeah, cut it both ways.
That internationally is looking at, does that have any speed to it?
Yes, sir. It's got speed to it.
You know, it would be nice to have a, you know, that mule speed that you get to people. It's right discouraging now.
Mm-hmm.
You get something, you need something that will just go ahead.
But you ain't got one piece of machinery that'll, well, two, actually, that farm all will, you can use that farm always. That's a hay baler and a trailer.
In other words, it won't fit the plows or anything.
It doesn't have a hydraulic lift. Just straight pull bar.
Just straight pull. And that's all it's got.
That's all it's got.
Well, something will come up.
Put your ears in, Graham.
But I don't know what's happened to the tractors. Now you see you're geared to the automobiles. You don't run across tractors.
Oh, Mr. Mardi.
Pictures will show you how much and what this is on this Nancy and Blackie looks like. Can't you just see that?
Mm-hmm.
I want to see them waist high and good hay.
Yeah. And cut while it's fresh.
That's right. Get me back on that there old mowing machine with me a buggy whip. Lord, look at it.
Oh,
buggy
whip.
Oh, buggy whip.
Well,
you got one?
No, but I'll get one.
You forget me having a buggy whip.
My dad's got one, and he won't mow grass without one.
Oh, really?
Oh.
He won't mow grass. I don't care how good a pair of horses you've got or how well they're broke. Back up there, sometimes you've got to get one in a hurry and right quick, you know. And that buggy whip will sure put one in a hurry quick.
Gosh, I hadn't even thought about buggy whip.
We used to always have
time.
A buggy whip to a buggy. Always.
This is going to be a sight.
It won't be a sight to try and get it. You've seen it done up in West Virginia, haven't you?
He hasn't saw no horse,
no
horses.
I've seen tractors.
He hasn't saw no grass cut with a pair of horses.
Oh, really?
Not that he can remember.
Mm-hmm.
He was just a little fella when I come to Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he saved his money in water, working with water loans last year, so maybe you have your time to work in water loans again.
Make some money last summer.
Oh, you ain't gonna work in no watermelons again this year.
That's good for
your health, isn't it?
Just
sit there. Just watch
them
grow, huh?
He just sat there,
I think. Just sit there
and sold them.
Sold them? Yeah, he sold them.
Oh. Well, sold them. He was cutting them.
No.
That's sowing them, you know, and that's what makes your stomach.
I sat there and ate them.
They just look so good, and you look so good eating them that they people just stop and bought them.
Now he sold some kind of watermelon, though. Goodness.
Right up there at your house?
Yep, practically right there in front of our house.
But it's all about from here to the shed to my house.
What path is your house?
Highway 20, going into to Palatka.
Yeah,
you
got
a chance.
You all pass right by.
You go up, actually get on.
20 is not what goes from Gainesville.
Yeah.
Well, you live on Gainesville side or the other side?
I live on the east side of Hawthorne. Yeah, just the east of the overpass, about 0.2 mile.
I'm right there in the center.
Right there, I'm in the city limits.
Well, how they let you?
He knows the mayor.
No, they know me.
You keep his car fixed up, I better know.
No, I don't buy nothing in Hawthorne.
Really?
No, I don't buy nothing in Hawthorne. They turned me against Hawthorne. Tell you what. First of all, I was gonna paint my house, you know. I cleaned up around it after I bought it. I was going to paint it, you know. Well, I went and bought the paint and everything. I started painting. They come up there and told me I had to buy a permit to paint my house. I said, no, I don't have to have no permit. All I need is just a little more paint and a little bit more time, and I'll have it painted. And the best thing you can do is go back to the road, because this is mine. All right, then again, I bought $10 worth of used lumber to wall up my shop, you know. $10 now. It's all costing. They want me to go pay $25 for a building permit to put up $10 worth of lumber. Lord, I hit the ceiling. And I run the county commissioner off my property. Sidney Martin. I told him where he could go right quick.
You mean
Dan Hawthorne?
They
sure did.
Do you have the law on your side here, or is it just your personality?
He's doing his own stuff.
Is this right? Mm-hmm. And you knew it?
I knew it.
Mm-hmm. This is where I never be that smart. I never
know. What's that, sir?
He was doing his own work.
He
on his own property.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then they tried to tell me that I had to spend all that money. $50 now for building permits. And it wasn't, and I never spent but about less than $40 for the paint and the lumber to put up. Oh,
and
that was really.
Now, if he'd had another contractor do it, that contractor would have had to have a building permit, or he would have paid himself.
All right, then again, I was going to fence my yard. They told me I had to get a permit to put my fence up.
Oh, yeah.
I said, you mean to tell me that I got to have a permit to put this fence up to keep everybody else's children out of my yard? Why, I said, I ain't about to. I run them off again.
Oh,
what
about that?
Well, the same thing.
He's doing his best.
But,
same thing.
Saunders Oil Company put my fence up.
Oh.
Oh, they did it.
Yeah. They said I had to have a building permit. I wasn't doing it. I didn't have to buy no building permit. If anybody had to have a permit, the Saunders Oil Company had to have
That's
a permit.
Right. They were doing it for their own purposes, huh?
No.
No. Saunders Oil Company wasn't. I was paying Saunders Oil Company. I paid them $750 to put that fence up around my house. I sure did.
Well, now, how'd you get around the law on that?
Because
you just weren't going to do it.
I just wasn't going to do it, and they knew I wasn't going to do it.
So you'd already had done it on the other two.
They knew they better not mess with
it. The fence cost $750.
Metal fence.
Chain link.
Chain link.
Well, could you, what in the devil did you put up that kind of fence for?
I wanted to keep the neighbors out of my yard.
You don't keep them out of the yard. They don't stay out, do they?
That's right.
Just the ones I invite.
Yeah, they come in.
Just the ones
go
that
over.
You invite.
They got to go over, or if they, and now if they go over and that black German Shepherd's loose, they're going to get eat up.
Because I've got a... I'm close to my fence.
That's just the way I'm in. I've had stuff stole from me. I've had.
Yeah, because you had to have a fence like that.
I've had $3,000 or $4,000 worth of tools and equipment.
He's got just tomorrow's equipment.
And stuff stole from me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd just be daggone if I'm gonna let people run over me like that.
This is the end of Channel 2 Right on the Cookie's own narrative. The end of Channel 2 Right on Cookie's own narrative. Tuesday night, the 25th of March, 1969. Tuesday night, the 25th of March, 1969. The end of Cookie's Channel 2 Right. Cookie's own narrative. Cookie's own narrative. The end of Channel 2 Right. The end of Channel 2 Right. That's on Tuesday night, the 25th of March, 1969, when he brought that David Bradley fertilizer spreader over here in the back end of his 9-passenger station wagon. And that's the end of Channel 2 Right. This is the end of Channel 2 Right.